Today's shiur is sponsored by the Virtual Halacha Program, a program to learn halacha at a high level under the auspices of Rav Remenzal, with an option for smicha. Visit vhalacha.com for more information about the Nuzman beginning now, learning Hilchos Shabbos and Basar B'Chalav.
Okay, today's daf is Shviyas, daf Yudalad, and we are on Yudalad and Aleph right on top, and we are discussing the time period when is the crucial moment in the development of each growth to determine the year that it is considered. Is it considered? What do you go by? So you put the seed in the ground. So at that moment, you go by when you put the seed in the ground. Nobody says that. You don't go by when to put the seed in the ground. Nothing's happened yet. Right? You could take it out in 5 minutes and nothing will have happened. And maybe you won't have been obligated the Isser of Zoraya on Shabbos. That was my focus, remember, the Rosh Hashanah Minchas Chinuch we mentioned last week. But that for sure is no good. So what stages? So we mentioned in our Mishnah that when it comes to certain legumes, when it comes to rice and millet and the like, you go by Hashrasha. You go by when the beginning of the roots are developing, Hashrasha. And then for Peros, which we said maybe means fruit, maybe means tavua and grain, you go by when it grows a third. For vegetables, you go by when it is harvested and picked. Right? So all different times. The Gemara is going into now, what is the reason that you go by Hashrasha when it comes to what's in our Mishnah, the Oris and the Dochen? Why do you go by Hashrasha? So the first day we had on yesterday's daf, first day was you go by Hashrasha because what's the other choice? To go by when it grows, but it all grows at all different times. It's not a field that grows uniformly at the same time. It grows at many different times, and you can't have measurements like that, because then in one field you're going to have all different years, right? So the Gemara's lashon yesterday was from Reb Chuna Bar Chiya, E.F. Shalamot Alav. It would be too impossible. And the way Rashi understands it, and the Marafolda quoted Rashi from Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Gimel, is because the whole thing is Durabanan anyway. So the Rabbanan had the power to make a uniform time to say it goes by Hashrasha. That is, that was option number one, and we said Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah discussed what do you mean it's all Durabanan. Even if you say Shumas and Maestros are Durabanan for other fruit, what about Shvius? Isn't that Daraisa? So that was all, though, option one. Why do you go by Hashrasha? Because on a practical level, it's too hard to go by anything other than that. So that was Rabbi Chuna, that was number one. Now we have number two. Now we have Reb Zeira. A second reason why you go after Hashrasha when it comes to our Mishnah, the Oris and the Duchen. Reb Zeira, Ksiv is based on a Pasuk. Based on a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Sheishanim, the Pasuk again in Bahar, Sheishanim Tizrasadecha, for 6 years you shall seed your field, Visheishanim Tizmar Kamecha, and for 6 years you shall prune your kerem, V'yasafta es Tvuasa, and you shall gather your tvua. So for 6 years you shall plant and you shall gather. So the Gemara darshins, Shisha Zroin, V'shisha Asifin. You, what did the Pasuk say? 6 years you plant and 6 years you gather. So we darshin shisha zrav v'shisha asifin, six plantings and six gatherings. Lo shisha zarin v'shiva asifin, not six plantings and seven gatherings. Because, as we said, because it doesn't grow uniformly, so you'll have some in the 6th year, some in the 7th year. So that'll be seven gatherings out of your 6th year plantings, and that we can't have. So therefore, that's the drasha of Chazal, that you know it can't go by a certain barometer that will be split over 2 years, because you only need six gatherings for the 6 years. Let's look at the Ma'ara folder. After quoting this drasha, the third skinny line, Venera da asmachtahi. This is not a real drasha gemura. This is an asmachta. It's not a din daraisa. You can only have six. De'enei lo elam midrabanan, because it's all drabanan. Mikana talamed shazlina basra. We'll get back to that line, but first let's continue. Mikana talamed shazlina basra shrasha. So this line teaches me that it must be that you go after the time that it takes root. The basar shlish, because if you go by when it grows, yeshehe viol lefrei Rosh Hashanah. You could have those that get to a third of their development, some before Rosh Hashanah and some after Rosh Hashanah. And there'll be one planting, but there'll be two gatherings, halachically. And remember we said yesterday from the Tosfos Rid, what the Havamina is the Havamina to go by Shlish or to go by Lakita? Either way, it will be a problem, because this would also be two different Lakitos. Mashenkin, Basar Hashrasha, the hakol nishrash b'pam achas, right? Everything is obviously planted. the roots get to that stage together. Havile hazriya v'asifa shisha b'sada achas. Then you have six. Kiva d'asifa ho'el achas achar hazriya shehu hashrasha. V'yava gav d'ksasa shal ores nilkan achar Rosh Hashanah. Even though some of the ores gets harvested after Rosh Hashanah, doesn't matter. It's not a vegetable. It's not like vegetables. Mikal makam ho'ovas linan basar hashrasha havile ka'osa shidokadu l'vnei Rosh Hashanah. Even though you actually might harvest them later, but it's considered part of the harvest of the previous year. Ho'ova pamachas hishrishu. Because at one time, it was hushrash. That is the second day that Reb Zeira says. The asmachta, as we know, is a big topic. We often like to mention the Ritva. The Ritva in the first parak of Rosh Hashanah, when it comes to the asmachta. Asmachta, again, the Marafolda here says, this is not a real dinda raisa, it's an asmachta. So how do you understand asmachta? Asmachta means, oh, it's hinted to in the Torah. It's a dinda rabbanan that's hinted to in the Torah. Does this just mean, like some Rishonim say, it's a way to remember the din? It's not really learned out from the pasuk, but once we have the halacha, then we go back to the pasuk and try to find a hint and connect it to a pasuk somehow to remind us of the din. The Ritva says that is not what asmachta is. The Ritva says, no, the starting point is not from outside the Torah and then going back into the Torah, but it's really starting from within the Torah, trying to figure out what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon is, even though he didn't explicitly command it. Says the Ritva, this is on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Tezayin about Malchias, Achronos, and Shofros. The Malchias, Achronos, and Shofros, is that a din d'araisa, din d'rabbanan? But the language of the Gemara is HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Imru lefanai, say in front of me. So Hashem is talking, Imru lefanai, is that a din d'araisa? To say the special brachas on Rosh Hashanah? So from Rashi, it sounds like maybe yes. But the Rishonim generally say no. That it's a din d'rabbanan. Gemara Rosh Hashanah for a second, please. Thanks. So the Gemara says, Mishabachik Tani Rabbi Akiva, Shabbat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Imru Lefanei Malchias Achronos, Shekol Mashi Yishlo Asmachta Men Apasik, Heyer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shiroi Lasos Keid. Everything that has an Asmachta means that Hashem is happy about it. Heyer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shiroi Lasos Keid. Ela Shelo Kavu Chova. But he wasn't Koveya it as an obligation. Umasu Lechachamim. And he gave it over to the rabbis to obligate. Vizid davar bara ve'emes, and this is something clear, says the Ritva. V'lo kederi ha'mafarshim ha'asmachtos shu kederach simin shenosnu chachamim. Asmachta doesn't just mean that it's a nice way of remembering things, but it's not that it came from the Ratzon Hashem. V'lo shekavanas ha'torah lakach. Chas v'shalom, yishtaka ha'davar v'lo yomar, says the Ritva. That idea should be sunk into the ground. Yishtaka hadavar. Shezu derach minusu. This is heresy. To say that when the rabbis come up with certain dinim, it's totally new and Hashem didn't have it in mind. Hashem had it in mind, but he just didn't want to command it. Aval haTorah he'ira b'kachu masra chiyav hadavar l'kavar chachamim imirtzu. The Torah gave the ability for the rabbis to obligate it if they would watch it. And v'shakasav v'yasis al pi hadavar asher yagidu l'cha. L'fichach timsa hachachamim nostim b'chol makom raya o zecher o asmachta l'divrei min haTorah. They're basically saying that this is not new. Hashem had this in mind, and I'll prove it to you. I'll show you the hint in the Torah. Klamar, shinim achachim davar mi libam. V'chol Torah shebal peh, remuza b'torah shebechsav. All of Torah Shabbat Peh is hinted to. Shehi Tamima, V'chas V'shalom, Shehi Chaseira Klum. So it's a Durabanan. It's a Durabanan to say Malchias, Achronos, and Shofros. But it's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind. There is a day in the Rishonim that say it's Daraisa, but we generally don't assume that way. It's like just if it's Daraisa, you got a problem how to read a Gemara. You got to figure out how to read a Gemara. There's a Gemara at the end of Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says there, what if you... Just try to find the Gemara. What if you live in a place and you have a choice, right? You're in between two cities, and one city has a chauffeur, and one city has a sitter, and you don't know it by heart. So you could either hear chauffeur, or you could say brachas amachas according to chauffeurs. So where do you go? You can only go to one city, right? Shtei ayarasachas token vachas mevarchin. Holchin l'makam shetokin and holchin l'makam shemavarchin. Right, you go to the one that's blowing shofar. Why? Pshita. Ha daraisa derabanan. That's obvious. Shofar's daraisa and machias according to the shofar's are derabanan. Lo tzricha davagav da havada v'asafeg. The chiddush is even if it's vadai that they're going to have brachas and only a safeg that they're going to have a shofar, you still go to the shofar one. Still go to the shofar one. So the Gemara seems to say the favors that machias according to the shofar's are derabanan. So what's even the havamina? What's the Avamino? How could there some Rishonim say that it's Daraisa? The Gemara says, if you have shofar here and sitter over there, this is Daraisa, this is Rabbanan. Ah, no. It could be that by itself, Machias Achor is a Jover, said the Rabbanan. That's for sure. When they're intertwined with shofar, when it's Tkios al Seder Abrachas, then maybe it's Daraisa. So here, the question is Brachas versus shofar, so that's for sure it's Rabbanan. Maybe the Rishonim that say that Machias Achor is a Jover, said Daraisa, it's only when it's Tkios al Seder Abrachas. When it's intertwined, then it's Daraisa. That's not against this Gemara. Right, this Gemara is just saying when it's independent, not when it's together. So, but again, so are those some Rishonim that say that? But this is the Asmachta that's mentioned. There's also a beautiful Ar Sameach. I didn't bring it. The Ar Sameach says in Hilchos Kriyashma. In Hilchos Kriyashma, it says there are three types of dinim d'rabbanan. Three types of dinim d'rabbanan. Number one is siyag, agzeira. The rabbanan don't want you to do this because you might come to do that. You can't eat a chicken and milk because you might come to eat beef and milk. Gzeira d'rabbanan, siyag, fence law, number one. Number two, second category of dinim d'rabbanan, from an event that happened after the Torah. So that's also d'rabbanan, Chanukah and Purim. Chanukah and Purim are events that happen afterwards, the fourth bracha of benching, right? There's dinim d'rabbanan that are based on events that happen after. And then the Ar Sameach says, there's a third type of dinim d'rabbanan. And that's what the Ritva here is talking about, where the Rabbanan come up with a mitzvah that they know that Hashem would appreciate. And Hashem probably had this in mind. He just didn't obligate it for whatever divine reason that he decided. But it's something, it's hafakat ratzon abore. Hafakat ratzon abore. It's bringing out the ratzon Hashem. Like, right, and what is this doing in Kriya Shema? Because the Rambam does not count the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim as a mitzvah. The Rambam counts Sippur, right, once a year on the night of Pesach. Sippur Yetzias Mitzrayim counts. He does not count Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Even though he writes in Hilchos Kriya Shema that it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim twice a day. But he doesn't count it as one of the 613. So how could he not count it? So it's a mitzvah. So some say it's a mitzvah d'rabban. Some say it's a push-up shot, sounds like, from the language of the Rambam, that it's included in the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. The mitzvah of Kriya Shema, according to the Rambam, is all three parshias, against other Rishonim. Right, the Ramban says only the first pasuk is Daraisa. Rashi, beginning of Shas, first parsha. Tosfos, first two parshias. The Rambam says all three parshias are part of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. And the third parsha is Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hoseiti Eschem. So that seems to be the pashup shot of the Rambam, that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is part of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. But the Or Sameach says maybe it's the Rabbanan, and it's in this third category. You know, obviously, Hashem wants us to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. He took us out. He writes in the Torah, I took you out of Mitzrayim. He doesn't say anywhere, remember that. It says other mitzvos are lama'an tizkaros yom tzeis chamei eretz Mitzrayim. But it doesn't have the lashon of have this as an independent mitzvah, chiyuv. So the Ar Sameach says this is an example of hafakas ratzon abore. That this is where Hashem obviously wants us to have this mitzvah, but he did not command it. Okay, so back, that's a little bit about Asmachta. And again, this is the second day of the Gemara. One yesterday, Daf Yud Gimel. Here today, Daf Yud Dalet. Again, what's the reason that by Orez and Duchin you go by Hashrasha and we don't go by any of the other options? Because you only want six harvestings and six gatherings in the 6 years. That's what's alluded to in the Torah. The Torah is not just telling you a Mitzias, you're going to do this for 6 years, and the seventh year you're not, but it's also alluding to a din, that you should only have six, and therefore, if you're going to have seven based on how you calculate, then your calculation's wrong. Go by Hashrasha, don't go by Lakita, and don't go by Shlish. Good. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Yonah says, but 1 second, you're saying you got to have six, but you're not going to have six, right? Says the Rabbi Yonah, according to your Havamina. What's the Havamina? That if you go after Shlish, right, you would have seven. But even after you go after Avar Shlish, you wouldn't even have six, the Gemara is going to say. Why? Because the sixth year would be going into Shemitah. Right? And if it's going into Shemitah, so then that year is going to be out anyway. So how many Asivas are you going to have? Not the sixth year, not the seventh year. So you're going to have five. So you say the Torah is saying you need six. And we darshan six, not seven. But you're not even going to have six according to your possibility. Amar Rabbi Yonah, let's read it. Beshita linan. Make that one word. Beshita linan yachlun kaimin. Six you're not unable to have. Ela b'shiva. You think it's you don't want it to have seven? No, it's not going to work anyway, because you're going to have to only have five at most, right? The marafolda. Yazlinen baser havashlish lo havi elachamisha sifos. Right, because the sixth year you're going to have a suffix again. Is it sixth year? Is it seventh year? And therefore, you're just going to have to, like, as we said yesterday, svichin. You're not going to be able to partake of that. Ella, kena, shisha zraim v'shisha asifin, lo shisha zraim v'chamisha asifin. Right, it's six. You need six. You're going to darshin, but not six and not five. Right, so according to this drasha, you're never going to have. I don't understand, says Reb Yonah, how it's going to be six and not seven. It's never going to be six anyway. If you would have gone by your havamina to go by shlish, and most of it would be five, you wouldn't be able to partake of it anyway. So Reb Yonah doesn't like this suggestion. So the Gemara says, but wait a minute, you're telling that you're not allowed to have more than six asifas? Right, another question. We didn't answer the question of Reb Yonah, but we just asked another question. Hativan, same question we asked yesterday. Hari Pola Misri, what about our Egyptian bean? Which we're going to talk more about the Shem on tomorrow's daf. Hari Pola Misri, Shere Shisha Zrayim, Bechamisha Asifin, right? You have Egyptian bean, you have that. Because we said, remember we said yesterday, what do? You mix it all together, and it mixes, and every time you take some, you're going to have a little bit of each year, and it's okay. You're going to do Meiser Sheni and Meiser Ani. But in the sixth year, you're going to have to not use it at all, because it's possibly seventh. But that's okay. The Pola Misri has six Zerayim, and Chamisha Sifit, Ditani, as we had yesterday, Sover Garnel Sochov, and Ipsa Maser, Mizara Al Yarko, Miyarko Al Zaro. Right, the sixth year mixture is Besafik, so we won't be able to use it, so it's only a five-year Asifa. So these are questions that the Gemara has on Reb Zeira's suggestion. But again, remember, it's not a Drasha Gemura, as the Mara Folda said. It's just a hint. It's a hint in the Torah that you can't have seven. You can't have seven. So they're asking, you're not even going to have six? Okay. The Gemara doesn't feel so strongly that it has to answer that question. You're not even going to have six? Okay, you're not going to have six. It's not. It's just a remez that you shouldn't have seven. You shouldn't have seven. Good. But the psukim that it was based on here were the basic psukim of Shemitah. Sixth year and the seventh year you can't touch it. Seventh year you leave it. I don't know if we remember we did this back in the Hakdama of the Masechta, but remember the fact that we work for 6 years and not v'yasavta tivuasa, and then in the seventh year we don't, right? There are messages for us for that. Right, there are messages, right? This completes what we're up to, by the way, in the Gemara. This completes the first section that the Orez v'duchin go after Hashrasha. What we're going to get into now is Yirakos. But the Chinuch already mentions, discusses the mitzvah of Shemitah's Karka in mitzvah Pei Dalid, and he has a number of different Hashkafing messages about Shemitah. The other Rishonim do, but he himself has three. Right? Unusual. The Sefer Chinuch usually gives one shorish of the mitzvah, but here he gives three. Misharshia mitzvah number one, likvoa bilibenu, uletzayer tzir chazak b'machshavatenu, inyin chidush ha'olam. Number one, Shemitah is a Shabbos. Just like Hashem did 6 and 1, so too we do 6 and 1 daily and 6 and 1 yearly, using the years. And 6 days Hashem created, and the seventh day He rested. So that reminds us. On the seventh day when Hashem didn't create anything, He attributes menucha to Himself. Meaning, He doesn't really need to rest. Hashem didn't have a tough week where He needs to rest. That's the language of the Chinuch. Hichtiv menucha al atzmo. Kavayachol, He wrote that Hashem rested on the seventh. Ulaman heisir v'la'akor. Ulisharesh me'ra'ayonenu. In order to uproot and to remove the idea in our minds, davar hakadmus, the idea that the world was always here, there was no creator. Asher yaminu akofrim b'Torah, ubo yeresu kol pinoseha v'yifritzu chamoseha, that destroys the entire world. Ba chova aleinu, there's an obligation. Lohotzi kol zmamenu yom yom v'shana shana al davar zeh. Over and over again, we testify through our actions and lack thereof of Hashem's creating the world. Limno sheishanim v'lishpos b'shvias. 6 and 1 is the same thing as Shabbos. Uvachem lo yispari da inyan la'olam mibein einenu tamid, so this will never leave us. V'u'ik kinyan shanu motzim yimei ha'shavua, b'sheshiz yimei ha'avoda, v'yom minucha. L'chein tziva Hashem Baruch Hu, l'hafkir kol ma'ashatot yaretz b'shana zu, milvad ha'shvisa ba, that's why everything is hefker, besides our now working the land, k'dei sheyizkar ha'adam, ki ha'aretz shemotzia elav ha'peros b'chol shana v'shana, lo b'kocha v'skulasa totziosam, ki yesh adona leha v'yala adoneha. There is a master of this land. And therefore, during the seventh year, I recognize that it's not mine. It's not my land, and the fruit is coming out from mine. It's everyone's. And when Hashem wants us to have it, we'll have it. And when Hashem doesn't want us to have it, we won't have it. So number one is, Shemitah is about Shabbos. Number one. Number two, Shemitah is about chesed. Shemitah is about sharing. Vod yesh toelas dimsa bedavar. Likros bazeh midas havatronus. There's no greater nadiv than not expecting anything in return. And the Mefarshim point out, it's not just that in Shviyas there's a mitzvah to give. Because even when I give, there's a little bit maybe of busha. When I give all the other matanas, matanas anim and staka, I'm a giver and they're a receiver. By Shemitah, there's no giver and receiver. It's just open for everyone to partake of. So that itself equalizes the social playing field. And it's not just a giver, you have a mitzvah. Right? There's no just in this year is a mitzvah to give 90% of your profits to staka. No. There's no mitzvah to give anything. The mitzvah is that it's hefker. It's hefker and has to that's equalizes. So that's through the midah of Adranus, number two. And number three, Va'od yesh to'elas acher. Nimsa bazeh ha'adam she Yosef ha'adam bitachon b'shem baruch hu. Number three, bitachon. Number three, recognize that you're not getting the regular paycheck, and Hashem's still going to take care of you. Kikol amotzi im levavo, laseis ulafkir la'olam, ko gidule karkaosav, v'nachlas avosav, agadelim b'chol shana v'shana, umelumad v'kachu v'chol mishpacha kol yamav, lo techzak bo la'olam, midas akilis harbe v'lo miyat habitachon. If you really fulfill this, so then it's going to strengthen your bitachon. It's hard. It's hard. The Medrash calls the people who keep Shemitah Gibore Koach, Osei Devaro, Lishmoa Bakol Devaro. It's very difficult to go into a year knowing you're not going to get a paycheck. You have to live off of whatever grows. But that is, those are the three reasons that are given, the three Tamei HaMitzvahs that are given by the Sefer HaChinuch on the mitzvah of Shvisa in Shemitah. Shvita in Shemitah, based on the pasuk of Ashvias Tishmetena Unetashta. That's the first time Shemitah is mentioned in the Torah. The Chinuch counts it there. Mitzvah Peidalin. Mitzvah Peidalin. Okay, so this is all again based on the pasuk that we just mentioned that Sheishes Yamim Tavod, Sheishes Yamim, and also Sheish Shanim Tizra Sodecha. That's Rebbe Zeira. Okay, now we move on. Fourth line. Minayin Shehilchu B'Yarek B'Shas L'Kitaso Isuro. How do we know that by vegetables you go by when you harvest them? That determines the year. Determines the year, harvesting. Remember, Orez Viduchin you go by, Hashrasha, Peiros you go by, Shlish. We'll have to talk about Chanata, the relationship between those two. And by vegetables you go by Lakita. Mi Garnacha Umi Ekvecha. Same drasha, same words that we had yesterday. From your threshing place and from your Yakev. Ma Goren V'Yakev. Just like a Goren and a Yakev. We compare. A goren and a yekev. The key to the growth of wheat and wine is in the early rains of its development. The earlier rains give them the ability to grow. So a goren and a yekev, that's what it means, that they live from last year's rain, and therefore you determine that it's last year's fruit, last year's produce. You always go by what year did it have the most significant rain involvement in their development. So when it comes to Goren and Yekev, when it comes to grains and wine, it's last year's. V'elu, but by vegetables, holven chayim yimei shana haba, but by vegetables, the later rain is just as significant in their growth. Right? You can have a vegetable that right before you pick it, it rains and it's going to grow. On mahalik by lavo, that's why it goes by the following year. That's why it goes by the following year. So it goes by, and this is quoted in the Bavli as well. The Iker reigns of its growth. Says the Gemara Hatifa, but one second. Hare Pola Mitzri. Back to our good friend. The Egyptian bean. Zaro, there's differences in halacha by an Egyptian bean in terms of the kavana of the person. Why do you plant it? Zaro lezera, if you planted it because you want to replant the seeds, misasa l'shavar, then you treat it like peiros or the other types of tefuah that you go by the previous year. Right, the garden and the yakef. Zarli yarek misaz lava. But if you planted it because you want to eat it itself as it grows in the leaves, then it goes by lavo. So the same thing is in the ground, it goes by a person's kavana. So the Gemara has a somewhat of a sarcastic line. The kispe biyade is the magic wand, is the divinity stick in the hand of the ground. They know the person's mind. And therefore, oh, this water is going to be for this year, and this water, Zaro lezera hu chayim imei shana she'avra. If you planted it for zera, so then that rain is going to affect it in the early year, in the early growth. Zaro liyarek hu chayim imei shana haba. Right? So you have the same thing planted, and it depends on your kavana. So how could you say that it goes by the rain affecting the growth? So that's a hard one, right? Because it doesn't have the ability to do too magic. And again, no answer given to that question. The Rambam, once we're on the topic of divinity for a minute, and the Rambam, there's a major machlokas we've shown him regarding all of those isurim in the Torah about black magic or going to the dark side or using chover chover, oven yidoni. All of those have their own topic and their own discussion. But there is a major machlokas we've shown him. The Ramban says, and the other Rishonim say, you can't use those forces because it's not meant for you to use. There's a mitzvah of Tamim Tiyem Hashem Alokecha. Don't go over to the dark side. Is there some truth to some of those dark side sources? Yes, says, you're going to be able to get some information from them, a number of Rishonim say. But there's an Isser, follow Hashem. Don't try to look, don't try to see the future. Don't try to do all these other things, right? Remember the Witch of Ein Dor by Shaul, right? Don't do that. The Rambam, famously in this sugya, says, you know why it's aser? Because it's all a waste of time. And it's all meaningless. And it's foolish. It says the Rambam, both in Pirush Mishnayis and also in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, says the Rambam, Vidvarim ha'elu kulan, divrei sheker v'chazavhein. After going through a whole parak where he talks about Onei Nemenachesh Machashev and Ovin Yedoni and Dorash Alamesim, a whole parak, the Rambam goes through all the halachas, but he says, let me tell you why. It's all a fake. V'hein shehitu bohen ovdi avodah zarah hakadmonim l'goyi ha'aratzos kedei sheyeniyu achareyem. People go after them. V'hein royally Yisrael. Shehem chachamim michukamim. They're wise. Lehimashech bahavalim elu. V'lo lahalos al halev sheyesh ben tala. And not to think that they have some type of basis. Shenemar ki lo nachash biyakov lo kasa biyisrael. Bilam saw it. Venemar ki agoyim eilat shartar yorish b'pnei osam. El moni v'kosmim yishmo. V'yata lochi nasan locha l'shem lokecha. Kolamami midvarim eilu, says the Rambam v'chayotzi bohen. U'mechashi b'libo shein emes. V'divrei chachma. Aval ha-Torah asra osan. If you think they're emes, but it's just that the Torah says they're asa to go to. Eino ela min haschalim u'mechasri hadas. You're a fool, says the Rambam, if you think that there's power to these things. But like those who don't understand. Those who have the wisdom know. And they have left the way of the truth. That's the Rambam at the end of Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchos Avodah Zarah. So again, there are many who've shown him that he's calling foolish here, but the Rambam doesn't mind by his doing that. The Rambam says this also about many of the above metaphysical. Remember, the Rambam talks about Shadim and other types of powers where he says that maybe don't take it so literally. And the Vilna Gaon has a comment. We're not going to do this whole sugi now, but just to mention the Gra in Kufay and Tess in Yaradeya. That's the Siman and Shulchan Aruch about Ma'onein u'Menachesh u'Mechashef. So the Gra, commenting on the Shulchan Aruch there, says that some of this line is about the based on the based on the, let me find the Shulchan Aruch for a minute that this is going on, if I could find it. If not, I'll just read the Gra. Here, the Rama, here, this is about Halacha Vav, Kufayin Tez Vav. Mishanashko Akrav Mutal Lochosh Lava Vila B'Shabbos. If a scorpion bit somebody, you're allowed to say an incantation on it, even on Shabbos. V'yafal Pishayin Adavar Mo'el Klum. Even though it's meaningless, it's not going to help. But you think it's going to help. So if you think it's going to help, so you can do it. So you don't have to hear fadas. So you think that something's happening. So that lashon is from the Rambam. So the Gra on that line says, HaRambam, but all the other great Rishonim after the Rambam argued, there are many incantations that are said in the Gemara. It was used, right? The Gemara says, if this happens, then do this incantation. If this happens, do this incantation. And then the Gra says, Vihu nimshach achar philosophia. The Rambam is pulled after his philosophical bent. V'lachein kasav shekshafim v'sheimos halachashim v'sheidim v'kimios hakohu sheker. Aval kfar hiku osol kad kado. But they banged the Rambam over the head, says the Gra. Shari matzinu harbi masios b'gemara. You find many stories in Chazal. Al pi shemos v'kshafim, using shemos of Hashem to fly and mat. Amra ihi milsa v'asarta. Larva, right? He said something, and all of a sudden, his body was filled with boils. Remember that Gemara, I think, in Kiddushin. Amru, besofter al misas v'chulu, and he continues quoting that they say the Shem Hashem, and they created a cow. V'chaharbe kayotze behen v'ha'philosophia hitato berov lecha. The philosophy tricked the Rambam and blinded the Rambam, says the Gra. Lefarish haGemara hakol b'derech halatzi, to interpret all the Gemaras in a non-literal way. V'la'akaro sami pashtan, to be okay them from their simple interpretation. V'chas v'shalom eini ma'amin bahem v'lo mehem u'mehamonam. Elakaladvarem hein kepashtan. There is a pashtan understanding of every Gemara. Elashish ben pnimius. But there's a panimi understanding as well. Lo panimius shel bali philosophia, shem chitzonius el shel bali ha'emes. Very charif, right? Unusual for the Bir Agra to be so verbose and talkative. But this is the Gra. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky has a defense of the Rambam in Va'era. But either way, this is a little bit when the Gemara says, it does the ground have its magic wand in its hand? Okay, let's just finish up. The Gemara says, Reb Shimon Shazuri Omer. The end of the Mishnah 2 days ago said, that Reb Shimon said that large camel peas, afunim gamlonim, when does that go by? So Reb Shimon says it goes by when they have hashrasha, and Reb Elazar says it goes by when they get a pod, when they get their pod. So the Gemara says, Ma'o tarmila, what does it mean, a pod? Avdun kankulin, some type of pouch. Rabbi Ba bar Zavda b'shem Reb Shimon lakesh, halakha Shimon Shazuri. The halakha like Reb Shimon Shazuri, you get the, as the Mishnah says, Amr Reb Yosi, Hari Reb Elazar, Lur Reb Shosei, did stuki, kahadad Reb Shimon Shazuri, he paskin like Reb Shimon Shazuri as well. Period, we'll have to stop here before we get to the next Brisa that talks all about Pul HaMitzri. So that'll be next time, but we'll stop here.